Welcome to Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. I am Chris Burns, America's number one motivational speaker for fiery inspiration and GPS coach for entrepreneurs and high achievers. Each episode, we interview leaders and great role models who make a massive impact in the world to help you master yourself, take courageous action, and make every day your best day ever. Eva Vinari, known as the Healing Rebel, is the founder of the Elevate Institute, a cutting-edge health coaching firm specializing in empowering individuals to take charge of their body and their health. She's on a mission to dismantle the status quo of the sickness industry. Ooh, sickness industry. That sounds nefarious. Having spent most of her adult life suffering from all kinds of conditions and fighting for her sanity, she decided to take matters into her own hands. That's when everything shifted, and her body went from being the enemy to being her best and most devoted ally, partner, and friend. Even now teaches worldwide how sensitive people can take charge of their well-being and thrive in their lives. And Eva, are you ready to rock the house?
I was born ready.
She was born ready, she said. I love it. We are absolutely fired up and going to have a lot of fun. Eva, thank you so much. You're now live on Becoming Your Greatest Possible Self. Thank you so much for showing up today.
Thank you for having me. This is so much fun.
Yes. Awesome. So we're going to dive right into the theme of the day, which is mother's love. So, Eva, how has this concept of mother's love impacted you in growing up and shaping who you are today and how you work with your clients, your business, and impacting the world? How does mother's love and that whole world show up for you?
This is interesting because in a lot of my conversations, I talk about how we pull away from, as we get older, grandmother's wisdom, right?
Ooh.
Just mom, right?
Yeah.
So when we're younger and maybe we're exposed to our grandma, and she's saying things like, go to bed early, drink your milk, you know, get enough rest, do what you're supposed to do, take care of yourself. And we somehow get away from that as we age and we get older. We think we're immune to it. We can do what we want. We can stay up late. We can... People are going to argue with me about that one. But yeah, it's all about grandmother's wisdom. And sometimes maybe today it's mom's wisdom.
Beautiful. So moms do know best. And shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today. And Eva, we're going to dive into you and your work today. So tell us a little bit more about that. I said the intro, but why don't you give it to our audience from your own perspective, your own words, who you are and what you're working on today.
What I'm working on today is an extension of my life. It really is a representation of who I am, what I'm about. And it all started with my own journey. I was very sick and ill, and I couldn't figure out things. And the doctors kept saying, here's a prescription. And I said, no, I don't want that. So I had to figure out a way to feel better and have more energy and repair what they told me was irreparable on my own and naturally. And I found that through nutritional balancing and hair mineral analysis. So everything I do is very scientific based, not a whole lot of woo-woo going on. But I do work with a lot of woo-woo practitioners. And so it's all about that collaborative effort. Anyways, that's it in a nutshell.
Beautiful. So I want to dive into this even more because I know we'll get to it and then we'll go back and then we'll get to it again. So let's get to it right now. The hair, like tell us why hair analysis, why this path?
It's the best in my personal opinion on seeing really what's going on, getting that little peek eye hole into what's going on inside the body, not just at a snapshot moment, like what your blood gives you or a saliva test gives you or a urine sample or whatever kind of bodily fluids you want to check. They give you that snapshot moment. When it comes to your hair, it's growing out over a period of time. And what I do is I test about an inch's worth of hair closest to the scalp. And this gives me between a 30 and a 60 day window of time to see how your body is functioning on a consistent overall basis. And that to me has much more information in it than just a snapshot moment of what's in your blood.
Wow. So the hair has the time factor in what happens over a length of time. I'm curious, do people's blood, does that content, the blood content and what's in there, is it not as accurate? Does it change too much? Does it fluctuate too much to be able to be accurate? Because I would think people's lifestyle usually is pretty consistent, possibly. Maybe it might be volatile. I don't know. It depends. Depends on what they eat that causes their blood to respond a certain way. Now that I'm saying out loud, probably makes sense.
Yep, that's exactly what Rob was talking about previously, you know, a few minutes ago. He's like, if you have something to eat and all of a sudden within 20 minutes, you go, you know, conking out. It's, you know, food coma. Yeah, there's something in what you ate that your body didn't respond well to. Mm. And that's going to show up in your blood in that moment. But what about the times when you're feeling okay? Mm. And so this takes the guesswork out of longevity of consistency. And so blood work is really great if you're trying to rule out something very serious, liver disease, heart disease, you know, like there's the cancer. You can see all those things in blood. I'm not saying do without it. In fact, mm-hmm. I'm all about collaboration and working with traditional medicine. I think that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother conversation about how people tend to choose one or the other. They're like, oh, I'm all traditional medicine. I like my prescriptions. And some people are like, no, I only want my alternative medicine. I say use them both.
Mm.
That's off subject, but I'm big on that.
I love it. It's totally on subject because it's an interview and we're going wherever the flow goes. So before we get any further into that, this is all gold. I love it. Let's go back a little bit. And why don't you share with our audience a little bit more about how you got to this point in your life? Like, what were some of those challenges and defining moments for you that got us here?
Mother of invention is necessity, right?
Mm.
And I was a single mom of two, raising the girls. They're now adults, 21 and 22, almost this summer they'll be. Wow. And I remember a time when I was stuck on the couch and was so fatigued, so tired, so out of energy. Not just I had a busy day kind of tired. The kind of tired where you cannot find your way to roll off anything. You're just there. Wow. And I remember looking at these two little girls who were, it's bedtime, mommy, I want to go to bed, tuck me in. And I couldn't. And I went, I got to change something. I have to figure this out. And so, yeah, it was my need to figure out what was wrong with me. And it took years. It was years, lots of money invested in going to the doctors and trying different things and also going two different routes. So there was a two-legged approach for me. And I think a lot of women relate to this, maybe men too, where we go to the doctor on one side and we're saying, these are my list of symptoms. This is what's wrong with me. This is what's going on. Help me mm-hmm. figure this out. Mm-hmm. And then on the other hand, we are doing this repair on the side where we are doing the personal care. Going to get massages. We're going to get our, you know, if you're imbalanced, you have skin issues. So I was going and getting, facial treatments, or I was doing even plastic surgery in order to feel better, look better. And I didn't realize there was a blend of the two that was really the truth. It's like in getting those things covered up, or making myself look better, I was covering up the signs of illness.
Mm.
And so the doctors would look at me and go, well, you look fine. Your blood work came back normal. You're within range.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't help me feel better. And so it was about me suddenly turning on that light and saying, I'm actually covering up my signs of illness. And not really finding out what the cause is. What is that root cause? Wow. And it wasn't until I found nutritional balancing. And I gotta say, this was a 15 to 20 year search. It wasn't something that happened overnight. Yeah, years. And because I was blessed with insomnia up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I took everything that I had been diagnosed with, chronic fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, depression, fibromyalgia, IBS, I had itchy skin, I had heart palpitations. Are we done yet? No, I had 30 different, you know, signs of illness that were related to me. And I put them all in one search string and I found a link, an article to something called nutritional balancing. And it just made sense. You know, when you hit something and you have reading an information, an article, and you go, that's me. This is really describing my journey. And it spoke to me. And that's what happened. And I decided the next morning, I waited till morning to call a local practitioner. And I convinced her, I said, I'm your next client. I'm sending in my hair sample. I want to find out what's going on. I mean, she didn't even get a chance to talk.
Wow.
And that's how it all started.
Wow. That's amazing. So you found this nutritional balancing, and what does that mean? What does it look like to What is that?
Nutritional balancing is simply this. It's the relationship of minerals mm-hmm. in your body that determines its overall energy, its ability to heal, rejuvenate, mm-hmm. and function. Mm-hmm. And so the better imbalance into the ideal you can get, the more you're going to experience waking up in the morning feeling refreshed. Mm. If you're exposed to somebody who has a cold and they sneeze and you go from being, oh, I'm going to get that, to no worries, my body is a fortress. You know, mm. it's like, it's that. And we think that we should go through life living symptom free. And that's just the beginning. That's when the real work begins. And you can start to have an energized life where you learn your purpose and you learn about intuition and insights. Anyways, all of that stuff tends to develop.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. So you said it's the relationship of minerals in the body to like how you feel, to the performance kind of thing, performance of the body.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. So people are on this quest. This is what I have noticed, to detox. Mm-hmm. And they want to get rid of their heavy metals and who knows what else is in there. Mm-hmm. If you've exposed yourself to street drugs or even medical drugs, those things stay in your body. They're locked in there forever.
Really?
Until you, yeah, they don't just filter out of your body.
I didn't know this.
Yeah. And so they stay in there until you do something to detox you. Detox yourself and flush it out and get rid of it. And so that's what this program does quite automatically. It puts your body into a state of homeostasis, and that relaxation, just along with the preferred minerals that we take, mm-hmm. Automatically detoxes the body, gets rid of all of those things that we're exposed to. And we can't get ourselves to a place of living in a bubble. It's not going to work.
Right.
We live in cities. Even those who don't live in big cities, for example, in California, Bakersfield, worst air pollution.
Really?
Worst air pollution. Yeah. So if you think I'm going to go live in Bakersfield where there's fewer cars and less people, mm-mm. worst air pollution in the whole state.
Wow, that's crazy. So I'm curious. This nutritional balancing, it's detoxifying those metals impurities, getting us back to optimal mineral alignment and proportions, yes. and all that good stuff. What's the difference between that and just someone doing detox programs on their own and cleanses and stuff like that?
Yeah, this is my favorite, because I hear people tell me all the time, oh, Eva, I don't need to do this kind of nutritional balancing. I just did a master cleanse, mm-hmm. or I just did a liver flush, or I just did a gallbladder cleanse. Mm-hmm. Great, good for you. You're only working on that top layer of metabolism. So if you want to really get down to, let me put it this way, we're born with imbalances that are passed to us from mother in the womb. Mm-hmm. So we're not born perfect in the first place.
Right.
So those imbalances, they're covered up as we live our lives. We grow almost like a pearl or an onion, right? It has layers to it.
Right.
And so to get down to the deepest layers of our metabolism, where we can build a whole new foundation, you need to work on detox for more than just a weekend, more than just a 2-week period of time, more than even a month. I work with people anywhere between 1 year and 3 years of time.
Wow.
I know.
that's really what it takes, though. Like, how long do they say is it when your whole body regenerates itself? What's that? Do you know what that time period is?
Well, the cells that take the longest in their time to rejuvenate, 7 years.
Wow.
So every 7 years you have a new body, and whatever you eat, whatever you are exposed to in those 7 years, guess what? That's what you're made up of.
So when you work with people, I'm sure you do both like the diet, the specific foods they eat, as well as supplements to combine to create the perfect whatever chemistry environment and the equations to get the body back into balance, right?
That is true. Yeah, we're looking primarily when it's your first getting started, we're looking at the hair. We analyze those imbalances and figure out what nutrient minerals are best in what ratio and what quantities for you. So once we do that, then we're looking at your diet, and then we look at lifestyle, and then we look at energies, energies around us. For example, the easiest thing to do to get better sleep, stop sleeping with your cell phone on next to you at night.
That's right.
10 feet away or more is awesome. I sleep with mine. I have a townhouse, so I sleep with mine downstairs. And I don't have a timer. I wake up with the sun. I'm lucky enough to do that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Good stuff. That's like optimal for what, circadian rhythm? Is that what it is? When the sun comes up? That's awesome. Okay. And I'm curious, like, who is this program for and who is it not for?
It's really an ideal mindset. So somebody who's it for? It's for that person who says, you know what? I'm getting some answers from my doctor, but I'm not really complete. I feel like something's off. I've always known that there's something not quite right going on, and I'm not getting what I need from traditional medicine. That mindset, that they're open to something other than traditional medicine, but they're not quite ready for the energy healer who's going to shake some stuff over their body and use crystals. And not that those don't work, they do. They just work differently for different people. And yeah, sometimes there's a little bit of a chuckle about it. So this is the easiest bridge between getting your blood tested and the woo-woo doctor. So I kind of bridge that gap between the two. The person that it's not for is that person who is, when they are faced with a doctor who says, you need to stop this program because it's not good for you. I'm showing signs of stress on your kidneys, stress on your liver. Yeah, when you detox, that's what it's going to show. And so if they believe the doctor hook, line, and sinker, there it's not for them. And that's what happened with my ex-husband. So I shared this at the New Media Summit that my ex-husband of 12 years, he passed away. We were on the phone 2 weeks prior to his death. And he's complaining to me. He's the ideal not ideal client, I should say. And he says to me, I've got iron toxicity. I was just diagnosed with hepatitis C. I just diagnosed with diabetes. I'm as big round as I am tall, and he wasn't that tall, but he was round. And I said to him, I go, well, I just became certified as a nutritional counselor. I'm doing this hair mineral analysis. This was back in 2011. I said, why don't you send me your hair and I'll help you. He laughed at me. He's like, no, my doctors have me. 2 weeks later, he's in the hospital and they give him something intravenously to help calm him down for going into what's that called? Ultrasound to break down all of the kidney stones that he had. And it just was too much for his body. He had a massive heart attack and he passed away. So I get the phone call from the doctor and had to deal with all of that. And it just dawned on me, part of the whole message, like the download was, you need to get out there and help people realize they have an alternative. And so those who are closed off to the idea, I can't help. But if they're willing to take on a set of responsibilities that their doctor is not in control of their health, they are. You're in charge of your own health, then that's the person that I want to work with.
Yeah, and I would say even more than like your doctor's not in charge of your health is think about all of the negative kind of press that traditional medicine and medication has been getting. Like you said, it's not either or. You don't have to be like completely against it. And are they going to be your first line of wisdom and listening to when it comes to lifestyle choices to create how you want to look and feel? Traditionally, they're only there to like cover up the symptoms, to get rid of the cut something out or fix a broken bone. Like that's what they're there for.
Yes.
But when it comes to like naturally, progressively, without like being invasive, like healing your body and getting yourself to optimal alignment, they're not the best. Not
They're
the
not,
best.
and I think they're kind of stuck in this weird position because doctors are not bad people, and I've come
Right.
to know this. It's like I think that it's a two-way street. We have individuals who go into a doctor and they're like, just give me a pill. I don't want to hear about what I can do lifestyle-wise to change. I know people who are on diabetic medication and all they have, like type 2 diabetes is totally reversible. And I'm going, why aren't you changing your lifestyle? They don't want to. And so the doctor is then, what is he going to do? Guess, read minds. Do you want a pill or do you want a lifestyle change? I suppose it's by person. And if that doctor doesn't have the patience or the willingness to have the longer conversation, and there's all kinds of political issues around that, why they're shoving 20 people into a 1 hour time slot every day. It's like if they don't have the time or the willingness to sit with the person and have the conversation, they're never going to know. So I think they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. We're kind of stuck with, well, how are we supposed to feel better? And so that's why I think it's a collaborative effort. I think we can all raise our conscious level. I think we can all understand that, yes, we are in charge primarily. We can use their wisdom as needed. It's not an all or nothing thing. Absolutely, I agree.
Awesome. So what can we start doing today, you know, for people who are curious about this, but they don't know for sure if they're ready for it? I mean, obviously, we're going to tell them how they can get in contact with you at the end and, you know, get learn more information. And what can they start doing today to start taking steps towards being more nutritionally balanced?
I would say two things. I'm all about water and hydration.
Love
and
it.
Sometimes we confuse hunger with thirst, not knowing that our hunger signs that are coming up are actually a dehydration sign. Same thing with getting tired. How many people stand in line at Starbucks every day, two, three, four times, which I'm like, how do you afford that? But so if you find yourself tired, that is often dehydration too.
Mm.
So I talk a lot about water, the right kind of water, when to drink it, how to drink it. So like really simple in a framework, drink between your meals, drink up to 3 quarts a day if you're trying to flush. Drink at least 2 quarts a day if you just want to stay hydrated.
Hmm. Yeah. Cool. Beautiful. Yeah. So water, that's like hands down. And that gets my stamp of approval too, even though I'm not a medical practitioner or professional, you know, like just non-affiliated anything, just water. Yes. More.
Yeah. More water. Drink it. Yeah. And I've had people who I do corporate events and I go in and I talk to people about how to reduce their cholesterol, how to, you know, why diets don't work and all these different subject matters. I talk to people about at their workplace because I was an executive and I found myself blown out of the water with too much work and not knowing how to take care of myself. So I thought, best way is to go in and teach other executives, you know, and other administrators and people who have to hold down the day job and a cubicle. It's like, how can I keep them from burning out? And I've shared that about the water and we get into more detail about the kind of water and where to get it and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll reach out to me in a week later and they're like, my stomach pain completely disappeared. I was drinking too much water with my meals.
Wow.
Simple little things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So water is a great first step. What else? What else can we do?
Give yourself a break. This doesn't sound like nutrition, but this is huge. That cycle you were talking about earlier in our sleep, it continues during the day. Mm. So about every 90 minutes, giving yourself a break, get up from where you're seated, allow your blood to flow a little bit. I call it empty the tank before you fill it, go to the bathroom on another floor.
That's a good idea.
Right. And then go get some water to stay hydrated. You know, that kind of stuff. You'll actually return to your desk. Even if you have a deadline, you'll return to your desk, return to what you're doing. Even as an entrepreneur, you'll return to what you are doing on a project with more clarity, have a little more energy. Yeah. And that's a great way to keep your energy up during the day.
Awesome. So it's like those breaks. And, you know, I think that's so perfect for life because life is not just all one speed go. And in this entrepreneur achieve, you know, like vision, build your legacy, drive, create, build world, that can be easy to bypass and step past and forget it. And there's crazy consequences that happen when people do that and neglect that space and relaxation and peace and breath.
Yeah. It's the same thing is true when you work out. If your guy likes to go to the gym or a girl likes to go to the gym, what's the most important part of your whole workout? Is the rest in between sets.
Interesting.
That's how I think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. So what else can we do to be high performers? What other recommendations do you have to take our performance up a notch? And you mentioned have more energy, you know, like really show up as our greatest possible selves. How do we do that?
I think setting an expectation is one thing because we do. I have found that that's one of our obsessions. You know, people call me and say, I don't have the energy that I used to. Well, let's just get it back to a place where your body's rejuvenating. And we are not supposed to be running full speed ahead, you know, pedal to the metal, on the go, hair on fire and, you know, blown back all day long. It's something that we can tap into. We can feel the energy. And when we feel the need for tiredness or for rest, it's about listening to that. So here's the thing that really kind of drives it home with a lot of people that I have this conversation with is we think about our brain and there's a conversation that goes on between what we think about and what we experience in our body. I'm looking down at my own body. Mm-hmm. It's like if we realize that our thoughts happen in an airspace, right? Mm-hmm. And then ethereal. And then when our body is concerned, it's made up of mostly water, right? We're talking about hydration. Right. Things always move faster in air than they do in water. Mm-hmm. So that little conversation that turns into an argument, why isn't my body performing the way that it's supposed to? Why isn't it healing this fastly as I want it to quickly? Why, you know, it's that constantly you should work now and we should all perform miracles of Jesus on ourselves every day, that puts the body into a greater level of stress. But if we bring some understanding that it takes longer for the body to complete tasks because it is made up of mostly water. Yeah, it's a consciousness thing. Very much so.
Interesting. I never thought about that. Like the speed of thought can change like that. And the body is made of, what is it, like 60% water or something like that? It's like
60 to 70%. Yeah,
some high percent. So, like, of course, the thought can change instantly, and the body is made up of water and a bunch of other stuff, too. So, like, the energy of all that water and minerals and materials that our body is made up of takes time to change how that feels. And, like, I know we said we weren't talking about woo-woo, but I love woo-woo. So we're gonna talk about it. And it's, like, scientific, too. You know, like the energy that our thoughts give out literally charge the cells of our body to resonate at a certain frequency. So exactly. The more we think those thoughts, the more our body is in alignment with that frequency of joy, of love, of happiness, of whatever, expansion.
Gratitude. Gratitude, yes, is the biggest one. It's one of my tools that I – you look at you. Okay, so there's a really, really cool conversation to have about gratitude. It can make you live longer.
Ooh.
So the two things that I've noticed really help is living in service. I never plan on retiring ever, ever. Some people are building their business in order to sell it and retire. Not me. I'm planning on living a very long time. That's right. I know that we're meant to live a long time, and I'm not talking about 100 years. I'm going on record 250.
That's right. That's right. Let's do it, Eva. Let's go. Biological immortality. Let's go. Right now.
You and me, Chris, we're all the way, 250 years. We said it here today.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's nothing more than the 4-minute mile. Who broke it? The person who believed that the 4-minute wasn't really a boundary.
That's right.
So I kind of feel the same way about that. And I got so excited, I forgot where I was going.
We're talking about science and vibration, energy, the cells, gratitude.
gratitude. Yeah. So one of the things that I talk about when I go into corporate wellness and with my clients, I have a private practice too, is like gratitude journal. And how do I do that? And I got to say, that firsthand experience of coming up with 10 things that you're grateful for when you're not in a space of usually doing that, it's kind of hard.
Challenging.
And so I kind of coach people through, you know, how to be grateful. And the biggest concept to get is not to judge whether something is good enough to be grateful.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's the big one. Being grateful for the things, whether you consider them good or bad, because all information is useful.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's the one that if I can drive that home, then you can be grateful for everything, knowing that no matter what, here is the woo-woo stuff. The universe has your back.
Yes.
And however it turns out, whatever that storm did to rock your boat, you know, when the storm clears, you're going to find yourself on new shores that are beneficial to you now.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And I love this because it's like, I notice myself at this point, like I'll just sit down and start journaling. And my journaling is like gratitude affirmations, right? It's just like automatic. I now appreciate, I am now grateful for, and like I'm not even thinking, I'm like thinking about other stuff, and my pen is like automatically writing these affirmations. It's like so deeply ingrained into my body. And another thing that's important about gratitude is feeling it when you're writing it. You know, like one of the things that I do is when I'm writing it, I breathe in. You know how you're like, you talked about gratitude, I was like you know, it's like air, oxygen, yes. So it's like when you're writing, like write and then breathe and feel the, like you're breathing in the joy, the energy of that thing that you're writing about. And like Eva said, don't judge whether it is, you know, good or bad, because it's so important that we appreciate every detail, however big, however small, because any judgment, any resentment, any less than, any not enough is just a reflection of what's going on in us, in our subconscious mind.
Yeah, and I think the best thing we can do is have people in our lives that can be a mirror to us in a loving way and give us that feedback as how we're appearing to them and how we're, either. So here's a really funny example of that. You go to work and you say, "Good morning," and the person goes, "What's good about it?"
Why don't you tell me?
That's a person that may really need gratitude journaling, but they're probably not going to be open to
Oh man, that's so true. It's so true. And one of the things that I love teaching people is that we're each a broadcasting and receiving station of thought, of energy, not just as people, but also with our social media, also with our voice, with everything that we're doing, our businesses. So it's important that we are representing this alignment of, hey, I'm all about making the universe a better place all the time. And I show up like that everywhere in my life, whether it's my family, whether it's spirituality, whether it's talking to my CPA, whether it's, in my communities, my business, whatever, just show up as like, I know that every action, every act of kindness, gratitude, whatever, compassion, grace impacts people around me and affects the entire world and universe.
Yeah, exactly. I love to practice on people who are cold calling me and, using the computer to try to call me. Because the first thing we want to do is go, "I don't know this person. I don't know them from Adam, but they're people too." And so, I'll answer the phone and I'll hear the little pause and I'll wait and I'll listen. And I'll actually let them talk a little bit and go, and then I'll ask them questions. But we have time to be kind. We don't have to be,
That's good.
Jerks to the people that we can't see and think we're never going to talk to again, because guess what? Your energy goes right through the phone to them and they're bringing that to work with them. And if you can bring them a smile or just a way to feel like they're people too again, that's service right there.
So I love this, and you are focused on this. You have the mindset, you have the nutritional balance. What's the aspect of spirituality play in your life and how you show up and why you do what you do?
This was a journey because when you're very physically ill, you don't have, it's like a horse with blinders. You don't see anything outside of your physical pain, including your spirituality. So it wasn't until I started on my journey of feeling physically better, getting my cells cellularly strong, getting rid of the toxins, that I noticed something strange happening with me. Now, I've always known that I was a different person, that I'm, let's call it awakened, but I didn't have, again, those blinders. I didn't have the ability to see what was going on. So I noticed as a side effect, I should say direct effect, a direct effect of getting my body static free, without the toxins, without the chemicals, without all this stuff in it, that my chakra centers started to align quite effortlessly on their own, which then creates, for me anyways, a new level of communication. Coherence between the mind and the heart was able to occur. I could suddenly hear intuition where I, before I was more confused about what I should do next. Ideas about the business started to download into me in moments. It took 5 years for me to get the full picture of what my business was all about in that course of time. When you're just waking up, but you haven't opened your eyes yet, I received downloads of what it is that my business should become. So I feel like I just came into contact with it. It's not mine. I didn't dream it up. It was something that was given to me. And I take that on as a purpose. It's a purpose driven. And so the spirituality used to be something that was a hobby. It was something that I took on. I found out that I had abilities that were multidimensional in healing. I have the ability to do remote healing with chakra centers, with cords, with connections, with past lives, reading Akashic records. There's all these things that I had to learn. I don't have any formal training, but I don't have a mentor, for these things. I came into them and stumbled upon them and realized other people are doing that too. And, oh, I'm not so strange. But I had to develop these gifts. And then that became part of the conversation and my ability to help a person see something or heal through something became part of the program. And so anybody who works with me, that if they're speaking to me, so this happens a lot. I'll have someone who calls me up, one of my clients, or even somebody who's just interested, could be a perfect stranger on the phone. And we're speaking about what's going on with them. And I tell them, like, "I want to know what's going on in your body. Tell me what you're experiencing." And as they're speaking, I'll get a color and I'll see a color in my mind's eye. It's related to, now that I know, it's related to one of their chakras. And I can zoom in on the, on that chakra, kind of like a TV screen when you, you know, three dimensional, you zoom in on it and you can see what's going on and how it's functioning. And I can help them correct it or see what's going on. Or, you know, and we talk it through. And next thing you know, they feel better. So that spirituality, that new consciousness, that I'm still discovering new tools, new gifts, and new ideas all the time. And I just bring them in. So whatever it is that's going on, whatever I'm experiencing, it becomes part of the business, as part of the practitioner's services that I offer.
Beautiful, beautiful. Do you find that most people that you attract are open to that, that conversation and that work, that energy?
Yeah, law of attraction is doing a great job. They do. And that's one of the reasons why my slogan is helping sensitive people feel good in their bodies again.
Wow. That's juicy. Yeah. Juicy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because sometimes sensitive people don't know that they're multidimensional and they don't really know that they're spiritual, and others do. Right. And I'd rather say sensitive person, I can help whether they're fully ingrained in that whole spiritual aspect of, what do you want to call it? Universal law and understanding where that all fits in, or maybe they're more traditional and they don't quite know what to do with their sensitivity. They just know that they're different. Because I was there once too. I'm a recovering Catholic. I'll admit it.
Recovering Catholic.
And I had to overcome a lot of beliefs that, you know, the church was, you know, giving me as this is your boundary in life. You must believe this and you must believe that. And I had to destroy those for myself and reconcile it. Because there's room for everything. There really is. And I believe that.
Absolutely. So what is your vision of the impact that you're making now and into the years and decades to come with this work? I'm curious. And how is it unfolding? I want to see, hear the vision, like top level, and then kind of micro, how do you see it unfolding?
That's a great question. It's a huge vision that I have come into contact with, and it doesn't just stop with a solopreneur practitioner doing hair analysis for people. I'm looking to expand. I'm not the only person who does hair analysis in the nation, but we are just a handful of people. And so I'm collaborating with those so that I can scale my business and work also in a corporate wellness type environment. So it's the one-on-one individual, it's the corporate wellness in the offices, and that also will scale. That will be something that I can go in and teach. You know, if you're a CIO, a CFO, anybody in charge of a group of people top tier, last thing you want is for executives to burn out, you know? And so it's because I was in that position too. And then they have to spend too much money and replacing them and recovering and all of that. So if I could work with those people and build a program that's just for them and says, okay, this is what you can do to take care of yourself. Here's a manual, you know, and if you want more interactive help, I can come on site and do that too. So that's part of the vision. And then you take it a step further. Both the individual that comes to me and the corporations that come to me, they need retreats. So yeah, I do retreats and develop those. That's great and all, but I'm taking that a step further. So you've heard of timeshares before?
Yes.
All right. So timeshares are all about family. They're all about people bringing their families together. They're that 1 week where they all decided, yep, we're going to come together in the 16th week and we're going to go to the same spot every time. So that's developed into something much greater, and you can be more flexible with where you go in the world. Well, I'm looking to take that model and transpose it onto the healing centers of the world. This then allows for practitioners and those who want to connect with those practitioners at healing centers that are sometimes not so easily found to be part of a network and to have a place to teach and to learn. And this is about creating a place, creating a virtual place where we can all connect and grow and build. And because no one practitioner can be the end all be all to every client that they have. We all have to work together. And this just became a natural evolution of, if you know, I'm a business developer person, I love big picture. And then I also have the ability to see the minute details in it all. And this idea of creating a timeshare for holistic healing centers just makes sense to me and anybody that I've spoken to about it so far and the people that are on board and ready to go. So yeah, that's the big picture.
Wow. So have you been taking note or collecting where these different centers are and who's available, who wants to jump in and participate and share the word, spread it, all that good stuff?
Yeah, do you have something to add to the list? I'm always looking.
I wrote it down on my paper. I was like, ooh, this is something I feel like I'm going to come across a lot of spiritual people and great holistic centers. And I can definitely keep that my eyes open for that.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love the vision, and especially like you think about Starbucks is on like every corner, right? And eventually there's going to be more spiritual types of places that aren't necessarily church, but – you know, spiritual places, on every corner. You know, it's going to be that people want to go in and get their energy tuned up. It's going to be like a daily thing, a weekly thing, whatever it is for them. And I'm excited to see that vision come to life so that people feel amazing. They feel well, they feel like their body is being nurtured, and that's what will have us living to 250, 500, 1,000 years. You know, those kinds of realities and societies that we're committed to creating is what will create that. So I'm with it.
Awesome.
I'm with it. I love it. Cool. So have you seen anything else really standing out for you recently in terms of the guidance that you give your clients or things that are cutting edge or working for people to be healing or having more energy, having more productivity and fulfillment in their life?
I'm just noticing a change in the volume of people. They're coming, the people. So I have a hotline people can call in. And when the number of people calling is rising. Yeah. And I don't think it's because I'm advertising better. Mm. I think it's because there are more people who are opening up to this idea. And I believe this is going to go deep. I'm not going to, no apology here. So I believe that the reason that we continue to live is that we always choose for expansion. And those who choose to not expand or grow or change who they are or improve, do that personal journey experience, I think those people are automatically checking themselves off the list and they'll be extinguishing themselves, you know, over time.
Yep. It's true. So true.
So I think there are more people who are coming, as I will call it, online, awakening and looking, they're seeking. And as long as you're seeking, you know, this kind of thing suddenly makes sense. Whereas before, people were going, Eva, I'm not sure what you need my hair for. So it's just that the type of people, the community as a whole, I think our consciousness as a people, as I think it's raising into this space of awareness that that we can do things to change our longevity, and consciousness matters. And if we pay attention to how we feel first and foremost, and then try to pinpoint where that feeling is coming from, and try to get into alignment with it, then I think that's the key to the seeker. Anyways, yeah, I find more and more of them all the time, every day.
Beautiful. So that's something that is exciting. And I would say even we are the generators of our own belief, and seeing that evidence show up is definitely more solidifying, definitely accelerates it, definitely inspires us even more to say, yes, this is awesome. We're on the right track. This is it, you know?
Yeah. And I love the fact I've come into this place where I know I chose to be here on this planet at this time, during this place, during this space and time to do this work. And that to me, I mean, no depression pill can ever replace that.
Wow.
So all we want to do is feel like we belong, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Acceptance.
Yeah. Yeah. And feel like our life is meaningful, right? Like we're doing meaningful work that makes a difference. And yeah, 100%. So what would you say has been your challenge in terms of your expansion and you know, getting to your next level?
Being the first to go through it in a way that I feel like I was at the edge of the forest with the machete, and I had to do the hard work to like cut it down and find a path. And hey guys, you can follow me if you want to. I feel like it. And in the community of New Age, it's called a way shower. Mm. It's hard work. You know, light workers, we have a lot of work to do. And that's been, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So being the first of those to follow, it also puts me in that position where I'm the perfect person to ask for assistance. Mm. So it wasn't for naught. And the fact that it's a burden and a gift to have a purpose because you can't do anything else. But I was in IT for 10 years and then I was in architecture and design for 16. Wow. I'm aging myself, but yes, that was what I did. And I kept looking at my computer all of those years saying to myself, there's got to be something better I can do with my life.
Yeah.
And now I found it. So that's been the hardest part.
So beautiful. Okay, so you mentioned that the timeshare holistic centers, that's a big priority of yours. What about in the next couple months? What do you see is big, you know, before the end of the year? Is that included or is there like kind of adjacent track that you're really focusing on?
Right now the focus is on my new podcast. So in this endeavor to become guests and be out there and talking to various people like yourselves and getting the word out about hair analysis, I was approached by one of the founders of Connected Women of Influence, whom I am a member with. And they says, well, we've got Women Lead Radio. We've been on the air for 8 years now. We need more hosts and we don't have anything on health. And I went, you don't have anything on health? After 8 years, you don't have anything. And that's where it ties into what I said previously is like people are finally coming to a place where health is a priority.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll be starting my own podcast called Owning Your Health.
Awesome.
In July. July will be my first episode and I'm working on that.
Yay. That's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you.
It's huge. Like once you get started, it's and obviously staying consistent, but I know you're not gonna have a challenge with that. Once you get started, seriously, you're a driver. once you get started, I can feel it. I can sense it. Once you get started, like it's just like, yes, okay, I broke free from that inertia of being overwhelmed or like, oh, it's so much to do. It's so much work to get a podcast started. And then you start it and it's like, oh, okay. You know, I could do this. It's not, may not be the easiest, may be a lot of work and it's like a lot more mentally clear and easy. So congrats on getting that going.
Thank you. I'm going to take your word for it on how difficult it is.
Yes. Gets easier all the time. Awesome. So we're going to begin wrapping up now. And we want to know what are the final takeaways, what you really want our audience to receive and walk forward with because of their time invested here with us.
Absolutely. The number one thing, really take ownership of your health is, yes, listen to the experts. Yes, listen to them, but listen to yourself first and foremost. If you're the only one living in your body, you're the one in your skin, you're the one who experiences what you experience. Mm. Do not let anyone tell you or dismiss it away that it's not important.
Wow. It's powerful. Powerful. All right, Eva, how do people stay connected with you and what do we want them to do next?
Really easy. If you want to find out more about the Elevate Institute and the hair analysis process I have, go to theelevateinstitute.com. Mm-hmm. There you'll find a free gift, a thyroid assessment, which you can download. Also, the first two chapters of my book, Owning Your Beauty.
Awesome. Eva, thank you so much for coming on today. You are a shining light. Thank you for the work that you do. Thank you for the love that you're sharing in the world and empowering people to really reclaim their freedom, their health, their wellness, vitality, and energy so that they can go out and be light workers themselves. Thank you.
Such a pleasure. It was so great to get to connect with you again, and I look forward to the next time.
Absolutely. Me too. Yay. Eva, best day ever.
You too.
All right. You too. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Right now, we've reached the end of this episode, but this is the start of a whole new beginning. Each and every moment, you have an opportunity to rewrite your story. Right here, right now, decide and commit who you are going to be. Think about how you will use these ideas, wisdom, and inspiration to make the difference in your life. What actions will you take today and every day to step into your greatest possible self? Again, a big shout out to our sponsor, EmployeeEscapePlan.com. If you are committed to learning how to truly harness your abilities and passions to serve the people who are hungry and desperate for what you have to offer, make a great income off of your genius, or if you're ready to get more clients to pay you more money, head over to www.EmployeeEscapePlan.com and let Joe know you were sent by Chris. Did you enjoy this episode? Let your friends know about it. Share the website, beyourgps.com, and send me some love on social media. If you want to clarify your vision, uncover blind spots, get more energy, tap into your flow, and take massive action, head over to beyourgps.com/coaching to schedule some time into my calendar. Now, master yourself, create your reality, and make every day your best day ever.